USA Radio News.
Former President Trump's defense team referring to him as the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt. Trump lawyer Michael Vanderveen telling the Senate yesterday during the impeachment trial that Democrats are motivated by their political hatred of Trump. The trial resumes today, but Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week, we already know the outcome.
The end result of this trial is obvious to every single person in the room. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order for President Trump to be convicted, it takes 67 votes. There is no chance whatsoever there will be 67 votes to convict him. All 100 senators know that. The House managers know that. Everyone in the room knows that.
Witnesses could be called today. If not, then both sides would proceed with closing arguments and maybe a vote. A moment of unity after Friday's impeachment process. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for leading protesters away from the Senate chambers the day of the riot last month. Goodman honored by the Senate with a standing ovation. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Schools across the country getting what the CDC calls a long-needed roadmap on how to safely reopen. The CDC yesterday advising schools to follow a color-coded chart to know when and how much to reopen. The chart ranges from blue for low transmission rates to yellow, orange, and then red for the highest rates of transmission. Dr. Bob Lajita is professor of medicine at New York Medical College. He tells CBS News these guidelines are good for everyone.
These color codes, like the red and the yellow, which are the high-coded areas indicating great transmission, are very logical. And people relate to colors. They understand if they're in a red zone that this is an area where virtual learning is probably a better idea than coming to school. Also good for the teachers who have been very, very uncomfortable getting back to the classroom.
President Biden says the guidelines follow the best available scientific evidence on reopening schools. CNN, though, reporting less than 100,000 children live in areas where schools could fully reopen under the guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
There's a longtime foreign ally President Biden has yet to call. Tim Berg has more.
In his first 3 weeks in office, President Joe Biden has made a flurry of phone calls to American allies around the world, including the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, and Japan. But one close American allies leader has not yet been called, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as when that phone call will take place, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
I don't have an exact timeline to give you, other than he's looking forward to having the conversation. They've known each other for some time. As soon as he makes that call, we will let you all know.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Residents in South Florida thought they saw a UFO, but that strange light with the tail-like comet turned out to be a test by the Navy from a submarine. John Clemens reports.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.